Allah has chosen and approved Islam as the religion for mankind, and has made religious moral values very easy for people to live by. Islam is the faith most ideally suited to human creation. Islam removes all burdens that limit, restrict, or impose difficulties on human beings. In the Quran, our Almighty Lord has told human beings how they should live by setting out examples of what wrong behavior is, and by warning people to avoid such behavior. There is no room for worldly fear, doubts, and concerns in the life of someone who trusts in Allah alone, takes Him as his or her friend, and lives in the light of His commandments. If people have faith compatible with their creation and live according to Allah's commandments, they may hope to earn a pleasant life in the hereafter. In the life of this world, they will also have chosen the most comfortable and healthiest lifestyle in terms of their physical and spiritual selves. Research in recent years has revealed that living by religious moral values has a very positive influence on human health. The results have shown that compared to those who have no faith, believers in Allah live longer lives and enjoy a higher quality of life than other people. One of the most positive effects that faith has on human health is the way it protects against stress, which is a widespread problem today in societies that have moved away from religious moral values. It is obvious that people with faith in Allah are more patient in the face of events and look at them in a more positive manner, and are better able to withstand problems and difficulties they encounter in their daily lives. Because of the beneficial effects that faith has on health, 80 out of 125 medical facilities in the United States of America hold seminars on religion and health. Faith leads to salvation and infinite blessings in the hereafter. It also offers beneficial physical and mental health and prolongs life in this world. Virtues stemming from faith, such as submission to the will of Allah, prayer, tolerance, understanding, showing moderation, and forgiveness are all means whereby believers can attain salvation in the hereafter. And in this world, they are the keys to a peaceful and healthy life. Forgiveness. The secret of a long life. People have been seeking the secrets to a long and healthy life for many years. The results of recent research reveal the extent to which human psychology and health are interrelated. The October 4, 2004 edition of the famous magazine Newsweek covered one significant study. The story headline read, "Forgive and Let Live." According to the research, forgiveness is the first key to a long life. The report in the magazine described how 1,200 clinical examinations revealed that negative emotions are both psychologically and physically damaging. The article listed the harm caused by not forgiving another person, and went on to emphasize the importance of the issue. It is quoted as follows. Research suggests that forgiveness works in at least two ways. One is by reducing the stress of the state of unforgiveness, a potent mixture of bitterness, anger, hostility, hatred, resentment, and fear of being hurt or humiliated again. These have specific physiological consequences, such as increased blood pressure and hormonal changes linked to cardiovascular disease, immune suppression, and possibly impaired neurological function and memory. American scientists have stated in a number of other recent studies that people with the capacity for forgiveness are mentally and physically healthier. In his book, Forgive for Good, Frederick Luskin, a Stanford University professor of counseling and health psychology, refers to forgiveness as a proven recipe for health and happiness. The book describes how forgiveness reduces anger, pain, depression, and stress. It also leads to such positive mental states as hope, patience, and self-confidence. According to Dr. Luskin, long-term anger has negative effects that can be observed in people's physical health. As Dr. Luskin says, the thing about long-term or unresolved anger is we've seen it resets the internal thermostat. When you get used to a low level of anger all the time, you don't recognize what's normal. It creates a kind of adrenaline rush that people get used to. It burns out the body and makes it difficult to think clearly, making the situation worse. On the other hand, a survey of 1,500 people revealed that depression, stress, and mental illnesses are seen less in religious people. All the research has shown that anger is a harmful state of mind that seriously damages human health. Forgiveness, on the other hand, is a positive form of behavior and a feature of superior moral values that eliminates the negativities caused by anger. It helps people to enjoy physically and mentally healthier lives. The true aim in forgiving, however, as in everything else, must be to attain the approval of Allah and to live according to the moral virtues of which He approves. These moral virtues have positive effects. The physical and sociological benefits have been scientifically proven. This can be noted and is referred to in many verses of the Quran. Some of these verses are, I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Make allowances for people, command what is right, and turn away from the ignorant. They should rather pardon and overlook. Would you not love Allah to forgive you? Allah is ever forgiving, most merciful. But if you pardon and exonerate and forgive, Allah is ever forgiving, most merciful. Forgiveness is very difficult for people who live far removed from the Quranic moral values. They immediately become consumed by anger in the face of any mistake. Even though they may sometimes say they forgive the other person, they cannot free themselves from the hatred and anger in their hearts. Their behavior usually reflects that anger. Such features of poor moral values naturally cause them grievous losses both in this world and in the hereafter. Believers' conception of forgiveness is very different to that of people who do not live by the Quranic moral values. When believers see evil in someone, they seek to eliminate that evil by means of that which is good. There is no doubt that exhibiting gentleness and patience in the face of evil, not becoming caught up in a desire for revenge through forgiving someone who has done wrong, and overcoming one's anger are characteristics unique to people who fear Allah. The reward for displaying proper moral values is Allah's approval and His mercy. Those who forgive and those who respond to evil with goodness at the same time prepare an environment of peace for themselves and for those around them. This, of course, is an incomparably more peaceful and relaxing atmosphere than a satanic one in which people take revenge on each other and in which feelings of hatred and enmity prevail. Allah offers people a pleasant and an easy life in return for moral virtue. People who are not forgiving find themselves surrounded by enemies. They harbor feelings of hatred and enmity. On the other hand, people who are forgiving will have lives filled with peace, love, compassion, and true friends, as our Lord tells us in the Quran. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. A good action and a bad action are not the same. Repel the bad with something better. And if there is any enmity between you and someone else, he will be like a bosom friend. None will obtain it but those who are truly steadfast. None will obtain it but those who have great good fortune. Speeds up patient treatment. The effect of prayer on the healing process has recently become one of the most debated subjects in the scientific world. Reports on the subject are published in newspapers and on the internet. A great deal of research regarding the healing influence of prayer has been carried out, only recently since the year 2000. The US federal government set aside $2.3 million for research into the positive effect of prayer on human health. These studies reveal that prayer does have a positive healing effect on patients. The October 10, 2004 edition of the New York Times discussed studies investigating the correlation between prayer and healing. The result of the scientists' research was most striking. Prayer is exceedingly effective in patient healing. The November 10, 2003 edition of the famous Current Affairs magazine Newsweek, published in the United States, adopted the healing effect of religious moral values as its cover story with the headline, God and Health, Is Religion Good Medicine? Why Science is Starting to Believe. In the report, the magazine described how people who believed in Allah were morally and psychologically stronger, and that because of this, people were able to fight off sicknesses more rapidly. It also reported that science had agreed that believers recovered from sickness more easily and more quickly. The results of research carried out in the United States and Great Britain revealed that praying for the patients reduced patients' symptoms and accelerated the healing process. Another study, this time of 750 patients undergoing heart surgery, performed by Duke University, scientifically proved the healing power of prayer. It was determined that the mortality levels among people who pray were 30% lower a few years after surgery. Clergymen read prayers to 466 patients undergoing treatment for heart disease at St. Luke's Hospital, and it was observed that patients to whom prayers were read recovered 11% faster, and that there was a reduction in their symptoms. The research on this subject is by no means limited to these examples. In another study of 393 heart patients at San Francisco Hospital, prayers were regularly read for 150 patients, and it emerged that these patients prayed for by people unknown to them responded faster to drug therapy. All of these examples are proofs of the relationship between prayer and recovery from various diseases. Christian clergy also make statements that prayer cures patients and take a close interest in research on the subject. One example of this is George Montagu, a professor of theology at an American university. Montagu was a guest on a program investigating the positive benefits to health by living a life of religious moral values. Describing one case he had witnessed, Montagu made the following striking statements.
And I've been amazed at some of the effects of that on people. Perhaps the most dramatic was a man who had Parkinson's disease, was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and was shaking and been shaking like that for about 12 years, and he had to resign from his job, and he couldn't write his own checks. His wife had to write his checks anymore. But during our healing service, the hands just for the first time stopped. And now, does that mean he's healed of Parkinson's? That's for the doctor to decide. But the symptom of shaking just stopped right during the prayer service while we're praying with him. And that was 5 or 6 years ago now, and it hasn't come back since. In a particular hospital, there was an experiment taken of people, all of whom had exactly the same symptoms in this particular ward or whatever it was. And they decided that they were going to pray with people in this particular wing, and they wouldn't pray with the other. And the people that they prayed with got healed a lot quicker, recovered much more quickly than the others.
Prayer, which means calling, beseeching, desiring, asking for help, is, as revealed in the Quran, turning and submitting to Allah with a pure heart, and asking His help, who is the All-Merciful and Most Merciful, and has an infinite power. Times of sickness are when people feel their own helplessness very distinctly, and draw closer to Allah. In addition, disease is an excellent test from Allah, a warning that one should not cling too closely to this flawed and temporary world, and a source of recompense in the hereafter for being patient and submissive. However, there is another important matter that must not be forgotten. There is no need for a person to suffer from any disease, difficulty, or trouble in order to pray. We must be aware that we should constantly give thanks to our Lord, even when we are healthy, and when everything is going well. We must realize that everything must be asked for from Allah because we have no power to do anything ourselves. Some examples of the prayers revealed by Allah in the Quran are: I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. And Job, when he called out to his Lord, Great harm has afflicted me, and you are the most merciful of the merciful. We responded to him, and removed from him the harm which was afflicting him, and restored his family to him. And the same again with them, as a mercy direct from us and a reminder to all worshippers. And Zechariah, when he called out to his Lord, My Lord, do not leave me on my own. Though you are the best of inheritors, we responded to him and gave him John, restoring for him his wife's fertility. They outdid one another in good actions, calling out to us in yearning and in awe, and humbling themselves to us. There is yet another very important subject with regard to prayer. In addition to oral prayer, prayer in the form of action is also of the greatest importance. Active prayer means the act of a person doing everything within his power to achieve a specific end. For example, in addition to performing oral prayer, someone who is ill must visit a doctor, take medications that will be beneficial to him, receive hospital treatment if appropriate, and close care. Allah has made everything that happens in this world dependent upon specific causes. Everything on earth and in the universe operates according to laws and rules imposed by Allah. It is therefore essential for one to take the necessary precautions in the light of these laws and these causes which are created by Allah. It is also important to know that it is Allah that causes these to have the effects that they do, and therefore to hope for their effects from Allah with submission, trust, and patience. The effect of prayer revealed in many verses of the Quran has today been scientifically observed and demonstrated, thus revealing yet another miraculous feature of the Quran. Allah states in one verse, I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. If my servants ask you about me, I am near. I answer the call of the caller when he calls on me. They should therefore respond to me and believe in me so that hopefully they will be rightly guided. Find peace by calling on Allah. Despite their best endeavors, the great majority of people are unable to find true happiness. They therefore try all possible means that come to mind in the life of this world. They constantly adopt new aims, and they believe that they will achieve happiness when they reach those ideals. These may sometimes be looking for a close friend, or material expectations, or spiritual desires. Yet even if these wishes and desires become a reality in the manner they hope for, the result is still not what they expected. They are still unable to taste true happiness. They generally try not to allow this internal dissatisfaction to show on the outside. Yet, no matter how much they give the impression of being happy, they still suffer internally. In addition to unhappy lives, yet there is another danger that awaits for people who spend their lives in spiritual sufferings such as regret, anxiety, and stress. Poor health. This state of mind not only inflicts psychological damage, but also manifests itself through various physical effects. The only path by which people can attain peace and happiness is by turning to Allah under all circumstances and realizing that everything takes place by the will of Allah and under His control. The major truth has recently been the subject of several scientific studies. For example, a team led by David B. Larson of the American National Center for Health Research performed a comparison of believers and non-believers in USA and produced the most astonishing results. The research showed that the devout believers had a 60% lower incidence of heart disease, compared with non-believers or people whose faith was weak. Suicide levels were 100% lower among believers, and that they were less likely to suffer from blood pressure problems. Another piece of research, published by the widely revered medical journal International Psychiatry and Medicine, reported that people who described themselves as atheists suffered more from disease and also had shorter lifespans. According to the findings of the research, atheists were twice as likely to suffer from gastric or intestinal diseases as opposed to believers. It also shows that atheists had a 66% higher level of death from respiratory diseases. Medical experts describe such results as a psychological effect. The meaning of this is that faith raises the spirits, and this, in turn, contributes to good health. Comprehensive research into the correlation between religious belief and physical health carried out by Dr. Herbert Benson of the Harvard University Medical Faculty produced striking results in this area. Although not a believer himself, Benson concluded that faith in Allah and religious observances has beneficial effects on human health than that observed in anything else. Benson states that he has concluded that no belief provides as much mental peace as belief in Allah. Dr. Benson investigated why there was such a correlation between faith and human mental and physical health, and he reached the conclusion that human mind and body, as he put it, are wired to belief in Allah. This truth, which the medical world has begun recognizing, is imparted in the Quran as, "I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Those who believe and whose hearts find peace in the remembrance of Allah, only in the remembrance of Allah can the heart find peace." The reason why people who have faith in Allah, who pray to and trust in Him, are mentally and physically healthier than other people is that they are behaving in a manner compatible with their creation. Philosophies and systems that contravene human creation always bring with them suffering, distress, anxiety, and depression. A peaceful and calm state of mind is only possible through fully living by Quranic moral values. For this, one must never forget that all events and all phenomena take place by the will of Allah and under His control. This is a very important truth. Someone who knows and fully understands this will realize that no matter what may befall him, no matter how tragic it may appear, it is still auspicious for him, and he will still welcome it. It is out of the question for people who possess this knowledge and fully comprehend it to be unhappy, to be emotional, to weep, to imagine that they have suffered an injustice, to take offense, to sulk, to protest in the face of events, or to be enraged, or to fall into despair. Instead, the state of mind of a believer is such that he accepts every moment of his life. He is able to perceive the beauties created at every moment and give thanks to Allah for the comfort bestowed by living a life that is under the control of him. Whether or not he perceives the wisdom behind it, he accepts everything that comes from Allah. Such a person never allows anything in this world to cause him to despair, to make him uneasy, or to feel disquiet or fear. In one verse, Allah describes the solution to despair, fear, and disquiet in these terms in the Quran. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. The angels descend on those who say, "Our Lord is Allah," and then go straight. Do not fear and do not grieve, but rejoice in the garden you have been promised. Human beings, therefore, have a responsibility to adhere to this path revealed by Allah. Allah will bestow happiness, which is the greatest joy, and He will bestow infinite mercy on those who exhibit such virtue, both in this world and in the hereafter. He will remove everything that might cause anxiety, disquiet of suffering from their hearts, and He will replace these feelings with the feeling of peace and security imparted in true faith. Quranic moral values bring with them peace and ease. People who live by the faith sent for mankind by Allah achieve, by His will, the most auspicious results in all that they do, and live pleasant and happy lives. For example, someone who was formerly exasperated by the slightest incident and oppressed by his own worldly desires learns the beauty of patience and understands its value in the sight of Allah. When he comes to live by religious moral values, as a result, he experiences the great joy and peace of fortitude, submission, and trust in the face of even the most difficult and troublesome appearing events. Thinking of the reward he will receive when he displays fortitude in the face of such difficulties increases that joy many times over. In conclusion, faith in Allah, destiny determined by Allah, and knowing the existence of paradise and hell is a great secret that bestows the greatest joy, peace, comfort, and ease. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. It is He who sent down serenity into the hearts of the believers, thereby increasing their faith with more faith. The legions of the heavens and the earth belong to Allah. Allah is all-knowing, all-wise, so that He may admit the men and women of the believers into gardens with rivers flowing under them, remaining in them timelessly, forever, and erase their bad actions from them. And in Allah's sight, that is a mighty victory.